girls, and this is Buttercup, aka Arlena.
This is Blossom, aka Kenesha.
This is Bubbles, aka Lauren.
And this is Mojo Jojo, aka Mojo Jojo.
Okay, so our assignment was to read up to page 50 for the first night, and we're each going to tell something about what made it interesting. So what stuck out to me was the Yale study talking about how...
Go ahead, Lena, just keep going. This is a conversation.
Yeah, but the Yale study in the book was talking about like the tendency for people to understate the truth. So they wouldn't know if people with the Yale would have like money or something because they can't find out that type of information. So I found it kind of interesting because it had like a lot. It was really evident about it. And they didn't know how they would find the people with the addresses because some people might not want to do the questionnaire, and then some people might, and then some people might want to just, you know, lie about it because they don't want to feel bad that they're not a millionaire because they went to Yale.
Oh, yeah.
So, Blossom.
One part I remember in the book was probably the part they were talking about like the book sales, right? How they were like, people were surveyed to like which book they preferred, but like it was weird because like the book that had the most sales, everybody was saying they didn't like. So it was something about like people who do surveys are like different from those who don't respond at all. Like maybe it was like more people who responded to the survey who didn't buy the book. So like it's hard to tell like which book was better, which book people preferred better, because like the sales did not match the
surveys.
Yeah, the surveys. So, yeah.
All right, so.
Mojo Jojo.
Yeah, Mojo Jojo. So, Mara was talking about how, like, in commercials or, like, news articles, they'll talk about a certain percent of people. So, like, for an example would be, what's that pimple stuff called?
Acne.
Proactive. So for proactive, shut up. Somebody would be like, 60% of people, prefer proactive. Then what's another con?
Clear to clear, isn't that one?
Then
no, it's like allergies.
All right, forget it.
X. Say X.
No.
Alright,
60% of people would prefer
proactive
over Neutrogena. But in the study I read, they were talking about how you never know what 60% they're talking about. Like it could be 60% of the people who stay home in the day, that leaves the people who are at work during the day that you didn't ask to take the survey or the questionnaire or whatever. Or if you ask the people at night, that leaves the people who are staying home during the day, so you didn't ask them. So it was just like talking about how you never know. It doesn't, when they say 60% of Americans like prefer proactive, the question should be like 60% of which Americans or whatever.
Okay, so, I mean, it was a lot of good points that we read, but I do have a couple questions for David Huff, the guy who, is his name David Huff? Daryl Huff, I'm sorry.
Get it right, girl.
But I think my first question is, I wonder, where did he get kind of like these surveys from, with like the Yale study and with the 60% study? Like, did he just get it from a group of people? Because he kept over and over saying a sample, and that doesn't represent the whole population, but his book kind of doesn't represent the whole population either, if that kind of makes sense. I feel like it represents a sample of what he sees. I don't know.
I feel what where you're coming from.
All right, so you're saying like where he got his information from like, he got it how, in the book he talks about his samples. So pretty much he's saying, like, he sampled
where that he got all his from.
Yeah.
Tell me, like, so, I don't get it.
Because it's no way he could, like, talk to everybody in the world or whatever.
Right, like, you can't get, if you're writing a book, I would think that you could try to get as much information and input as you can, but his just seems like it comes from studies that but didn't already
what's
have.
What's it called? They said his drawing came from the, about the Yale study. Did he get it from, like, a newspaper or something like that?
Well, it was, he did get it from Time Magazine, and the number he got was, like, $25,000 a year. So, I mean, you can't ask every Yale person because you don't know every Yale person. So he got his own sample and put it in his book, which is a collection of samples, not populations. And all he keeps talking about is people lying. Well, he lying.
He is
understanding the truth.
Why are you getting so angry, Buttercup?
Because, I mean...
Tell him why you mad.
I mean, I don't know. I just, like, if I'm going to read a book or something and I'm trying to find out information, I would think that the person would have enough information without using someone else's information to give us information. You see what I'm saying? Like,
but it's statistics, so you got to take information.
Well, it's lying with statistics. That's what the book is about. Lying.
Maybe he's lying to us.
So still with statistics.
How do we know this is true? This could be a lie. He's using numbers against us. He's the bad guy.
Maybe he's trying to teach us so we don't let people use numbers to trick us.
So we're learning as you.
But then...
So you're learning. He's teaching you.
He's teaching us how not to get cheated or how to lie.
I mean, it was kind of funny that he used, like, the meme and was, like, basically that was all about, like, measurements are highly skewed, right? And even when we're doing, like, our little skewed left and skewed right charts and stuff, we always used to say, like, skewed right or something. If the meme was to the right of the, well, I mean,
left.
Me.
What?
I said, if the skewed right, if the median was to the right of the mean.
It's left
and
skewed.
And to
the left. Well, if it's skewed to the right, then it's on the right side. That's how I remembered it, I think.
The tail was on the left side.
it's skewed to the left.
Okay.
I feel like when companies use statistics in their commercials, they do it for, like, propaganda, and they don't tell you, like, they don't show you the exact charts to tell you, like, how many people out of this many people, like, did a survey or voted. They don't say, like, 25 out of 50 or 75 out of 100 voted this or that. So they just give you a percentage, and you don't really know what the percentage is or where it came from or exactly who it is, and, like, they don't give you enough details of, like, what population actually got surveyed or got asked the questions.
Right. I mean, that's true, though. Like, say we had a sample here right now, and we wanted to go tell a slave that, all right, just like the protest yesterday, we could say easily 100 kids went to the protest. We know 100 kids went to the protest, but we don't have to tell the teachers that 100 kids went to the protest. We could just say 50% went to the protest yesterday. We're not telling out of how many kids went to the protest. We're not telling what, like, you know, it could be...
What grade they were.
Right. It could have been, like, all ninth graders or a certain ethnic group. You know what I'm saying? So everything has its secrets to it, and that's how we create lives.
Especially when you take small samples. Like, I think, like commercials were, like, kind of slick. Anything, maybe like trying to like
birth control, proactive.
When they take like small samples and like use it so it can sound like big numbers to people.
Yeah.
Like we was talking about this in the beginning of the school year. I forgot what we was talking about, but something about the 5-hour energy thing.
Yeah.
How we said a certain amount of doctors recommends this or something like that, and they were like.
But we don't know how many people they tested it on.
Exactly.
So it might work fine with you, but certain people got sick off of it or something.
Exactly.
So
they don't tell you everything. They tell you what you want to hear. You leave stuff out.
And that's what he's doing, lying to us. He's telling us what we want to hear so we can say, oh, yeah, he's right. I believe he's lying.
Very clever, David. Daryl.
Well, I like Daryl.